Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
It's summer. Time to enjoy long days, lazy nights, and great food. Because Uber Eats has deals all summer long. So, when hunger strikes, don't sweat it. Delicious deals are just a tap away on Uber Eats. Enjoy all your favorite grocery items delivered straight to you. Get ice cream, soda, and snacks from your favorite stores like Wegmans and CVS and make the most of every moment. Now that sounds like a good summer. Order now on Uber Eats. Terms apply. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
Welcome back to Mama Mystery. I am your host, Kelly. Austin.
And I'm the co-host, Austin.
God. All right. Today, we are talking about a crazy story. It's called The Girl in the Box. But first, before we get started on that, we have some new Patreons. Are you ready?
Love that.
Amy Shunk.
Love that.
Leah Barrington.
Absolutely love that.
And Leslie Hornsberry.
That's pretty cool. Kelly, why don't we do a little commercial real quick and let's tell the Patreons what they're going to receive.
Here's what you get. You will get 3 stickers per month.
It's probably going to go to 2 stickers because of inflation soon, and I hope nobody throws a fit.
I'll make that call because this is my podcast.
Deal.
So you're going to get 3 stickers in the mail.
Deal.
You also get early release of the episodes. You get Patreon exclusive episodes and
autographed letters from Kelly that your stickers come in.
And a big thanks. My respect.
Hell yeah. Okay, sorry for the scripted deal. I just wanted to make it our advertisement.
Yeah, no, I wasn't even expecting that, so thank you. But also, we have a ton of new reviews. Thank you again. I just cannot say it enough. It means so much to us when you guys review our podcast. And also when you subscribe and you share the podcast. The goal here is obviously to get our podcast to as many ears as possible. So when you guys review and you comment and you share,
it does a world of help for us. So
the subscribing and the reviews do big things. And it's crazy that there is as many freaks like you out there, Kelly, that like this weird stuff. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, judge me all you want. You are entertained by this. I know that you are. I know you find it interesting. Maybe absolutely. Entertained is not the right word because it's not like we're talking about joyful, happy things. But I do think there are a lot of it's lessons. There's lessons to be learned from every episode. I know of stories from people who avoided really dangerous situations because they were familiar with true crime stories and they knew what to do and what not to do. So I think there's a good purpose for true crime.
Hey, this is random, but I'm going to recommend something.
What?
People should go back and listen to episode 71, BTK.
Okay, why?
I just think it was fucking wild. Freaking wild.
You also loved the Lululemon story. That one blew your mind.
The Lululemon one was probably...
You just spit on the microphone.
I get it.
Look, there's a bubble on it.
Listen, the Lululemon one was probably the most popular episode we've ever done. Episode 33. We had serious feedback. If you haven't listened to episode 33, whew, you're in for a treat.
It's a whirlwind. Yeah.
Anyway. Let's dive in.
Well, one more thing. I was going to say Mama Minute. If you enjoy Mama Mystery, give Mama Minute a listen. Tell me what you think of Mama Minute because it's new. We're trying something new. So let us know how you like that. Anyway, here we go. You ready?
Do it, girl.
Okay. So, Colleen Stan. What are you doing?
Sorry. Just keep going. It's okay. People know that phone. They have phones. They know what happens.
Why don't we just put your phone away?
Kelly, record.
So you can actually listen and pay attention.
Okay.
Okay, Colleen Stan was born on December 31st of 1956. She grew up in a Southern California area called Riverside, and she was maybe a little sheltered growing up, but led a really happy life. She had a close relationship with both of her parents. Her parents divorced when she was young, and she lived primarily with her dad, but her mom lived just down the street, and she maintained a good relationship with both parents. Her father remarried a woman with kids, so they blended their family, kind of like a Brady Bunch situation. And Colleen was the oldest of all the kids. So her step-siblings all looked up to her as she was like kind of a self-proclaimed queen of the household. She kind of kept all the other kids in check. She had a quirky, upbeat spirit, but was also very strong-willed, maybe sometimes a little bossy. Then in 1977, Colleen was 20 years old and recently moved up to Eugene, Oregon with some friends. So on May 19th, she wanted to go surprise her friend Linda back in Northern California for Linda's birthday. So she got into her car to start the 400-mile trek, but her car wouldn't start. So she decided to hitchhike down there instead. And hitchhiking in the 70s was like a regular and normal mode of transportation.
Which is crazy. Can you imagine?
No, I cannot.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah. Things have most definitely changed. It is kind of crazy to think about how lax things used to be even when you and I were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's a vast age difference between you and I.
Cougar!
But I remember being able to play outside and run around the whole neighborhood. And, you know, now, like, I don't know that I would even let Jack and Kennedy do that. It's crazy. But anyway, hitchhiking was a way of life for many people. Many young people in the 70s believed in the goodness of people. So they had a high level of trust in strangers, unlike how things are today, obviously. So on her way, she evaluated every potential ride. She turned down ones that made her feel uneasy, like, for example, there was a car full of five men that tried to pick her up. By that afternoon, she'd made it about 350 miles of her 400-mile trip. She was almost there when a blue van pulled up with a young family inside. There was a man, a woman, and a little baby. She said she thanked her lucky stars because what would be a more ideal ride than a young family, right? They're harmless. So she hops into the back seat and they go on her way. Colleen introduces herself to the Hooker family. So Cameron Hooker, who was only 3 years older than Colleen, worked as a lumber mill worker, and his wife Janice took care of their infant son. Cameron and Janice met in 1973 when Janice was only 15 years old and Cameron was about 20. Janice had never had a relationship prior to Cameron, so he was very much her first love, and her lack of experience kind of made her submissive to Cameron in a lot of ways. So as they're driving, you've got to be kidding me.
Sorry.
You have got to be kidding me.
What? A sneeze travels 12 feet.
Austin Reed.
Come on.
You sneezed right directly into the mic. That is so rude to all of our listeners. You probably just blew out everybody's speakers.
I apologize.
You're not sorry.
I am too. What do you want me to do about it? I pulled a nose hair and it made me sneeze.
Why don't you just focus? Like, I need...
I don't know what's happening. I know what's happening. The Cameron Hooker and the Hooker family, and that he's older than his wife and so on and so forth. Keep going, please. I'm sorry for sneezing, everybody.
All right. I don't even know where I left off.
How many podcasts do people sneeze in the mic and they keep it? That's raw, authentic. Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry, babe. You're doing great. You really are doing fantastic. I mean, you tell these stories fantastic. You have a great voice for this. Keep going.
Okay. So anyway, as they're driving, Colleen begins to notice that Cameron is staring at her through the rearview mirror.
Weird.
About half hour into the ride, they stop at a gas station, and Colleen got this like gut feeling that she just needed to get out and run and not look back. So she gets out, she goes to the bathroom, but then she thought, this guy is with his wife and kid. I'm probably just overreacting, right? So she gets back into the car.
Follow your gut. Follow your gut.
Exactly.
I don't know what happens now because we're on Mama Mystery.
Well, you don't know what happens now, but you just wait. So she gets back in the car, and they hand her a candy bar that they bought from inside. Stop picking your nose hairs. I'm
Enough.
So serious.
You trick this off. That's embarrassing. I really don't care. Go ahead.
Okay, so they bought her the candy bar from the gas station, probably hoping to kind of ease her nerves. Maybe they sensed that she was getting nervous.
Maybe it was a weed candy bar.
I don't think it was. I think it was a normal candy bar.
Okay.
So anyway, she gets back into the car, but she notices that there's a wooden box sitting next to her now that wasn't there before.
Strange.
So about a mile down the road, Cameron and Janice mentioned that there are some amazing ice caves that they wanted to check out really quick since it was on the way. So they veer off onto a dirt road, but Colleen soon noticed that they were getting further and further into the middle of nowhere.
Am I the only one that doesn't know what an ice cave is?
I mean, I don't know what an ice cave is. I just assume it's a cave with ice.
Pause and I'll Google it. Okay, an ice cave is any type of natural cave that contains significant amounts of perennial ice.
Wow. Groundbreaking.
I'm just saying, you, like, who
it's
the
literally
heck?
Literally what I just said.
Where is this located again? Where'd you say in the very beginning?
In Northern California.
Okay, I wouldn't expect them to have ice caves there, Kelly.
It's California. They have, like, every type of climate there is.
I wouldn't have think they'd have real-life igloos, real-life-sized igloos. Keep going.
Okay, so anyway, they're going off on this dirt road, and Colleen soon noticed that they're getting further and further into the middle of nowhere. And then Cameron just pulls off to the side of the dirt road and stops the car. As if it was rehearsed, Janice and the baby get out of the car, leaving Cameron and Colleen in the car.
And to find out what happens next, you will have to subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Not OnlyFans, our Patreon.
You should have gone in with an April Fool's.
Oh, April Fool's.
You got to get on Patreon.
Patreon.com/Mama Mystery to listen to the rest of this Patreon exclusive episode.
And you don't want to listen to it. You want to listen to it. You don't want to miss it because it's bonkers.
Yes.
We already recorded it.
Go sign up. Patreon.com/Mama Mystery.
And for you guys, Mama Mystery out.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see what you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.